927 4CC. What's happening across the Gladstone region? We know the team of the GAPDL, no? Morning to Gus.
Hey, good morning, Hammer. How are you, mate?
Good. Now, a lot is still going on because the kids are taking school holiday still. Oh, by the way, there's some kids have gone to school for essential workers. So the school zones are still in place for morning and afternoon. Just keep that in mind. But what can we see and do with the kids over the next couple of weeks?
There's lots to do, mate. Get them down to the marina and East Shores. Take them over to the pump park, out the gardens. Take them down to Agnes or Tannum Sands for the day. You know, take a trip out to Lady Musgrave. There's never any shortage of things to do in the region.
No, gladstoneregion.info is where you can go to find out exactly what's on and where to go. Speaking of Agnes, mate, the Blues Roots Festival, unfortunately, it's been cancelled because of this whole COVID.
Yeah, that's a terrible shame. And well, they dodged a bullet the last 2 years, and it was a fantastic event and obviously won the award for the event of the year. Yeah, I was devastated. Only the day or two before I told someone, it'll definitely go ahead. There's all sorts of reasons why it didn't go ahead, but mostly, you know, getting enough vaccinated volunteers to run the event. And you can't just pull people in at the last minute who don't know how the event runs. So, yeah, terrible shame.
A shame there. But Amber from 1770 Lark Tours and a big part of the Blues Roots Festival won an award at the Australia Day Awards last week.
Yeah, Amber's the Citizen of the Year for the Gladstone region, which is, you know, just rewards for her efforts for the community down there. She's a fearless and tireless worker for the community, and there's no more strong advocate at the table with Gladstone Regional Council than Amber Rogers. She is there supporting that community through hell and high water. She is a very, very powerful advocate and does a great job for the community down there and sets the benchmark for all the not-for-profits in the region as far as advocacy goes.
Easter's coming up. Well, it's not too far away, really, when you think about it. There has been a lot of cancellations because people are unsure what's happening in Queensland with laws, you know, double vaxxed, all that type of thing. We need our locals to support our local businesses.
Absolutely, mate. Everyone in hospitality is doing it real tough. You know, if we can get out and buy a takeaway, maybe an extra takeaway for this every week from everyone, then it'll go a long way to helping the local community because they need it. And your butchers and your bakers and your candlestick makers, get behind all those local people and give them a little bit of support if you can. If you can afford to spend a bit extra, please do.
Support them because they're laying off staff too because of this.
Yeah, 100%. It's been horrendous.
Mm.
And that does affect the local butchers and stuff like that because if people aren't going there to eat their counter meals or their, you know, restaurants and stuff like that, well, they're not buying off the local butcher or the local fruit shop.
No. Yeah. Get out, support them, and if you want to find out more details on what's happening across Gladstone, gladstoneregion.info, that's gladstoneregion.info, or Google GAPDL, jump onto their Facebook page, you'll be able to find out more. Gus, thank you.
Thank you, Hammer. It's a pleasure.
It's Gus from the GAPDL on 4CC.